Hey guys, welcome back to the Candid Podcast.
This episode, we're going to be talking about our top five book recommendations.
Oh my gosh, yay! And the cheer, the crowd cheers. Woo!
Woo!
Also, okay, I was thinking about something. Instead of doing like a life update at the start of every episode, we should consider, we could do a life update as well, but like shorten it and do like question of the week or something. Like if we
That's a good idea.
Have like a question box on our Instagram where people can put in their questions, or alternatively, we could have one of those like links to like a form where people fill it out if they have a question idea, and it's just like, what's your favorite this? What's your top recommendation
ask us
for
a question.
Pencil or whatever it is, and we
could
just answer
anything.
The question. Because I reckon that'd be a bit of difference. What do you reckon, Sarah?
Exactly, I reckon so. Like, what is your favorite pen, you know? Like, just
well,
just
I actually
anything.
Have an answer for that.
Oh.
I recently found my favorite pen. It's from Kmart. It's called the Anko Gel Ink 0.7 millimeter. And I find that a lot of the time, like, those nice, smooth writing ones are really smudgy and you can't, like, put highlighter over it straight away. But this one is not like that. It's really smooth. It's got a nice grip on it. It's got, like, those – it's got, like, flat edges on it so you can, like, hold it right. And it's just a vibe. So I'd honestly recommend getting them.
Ooh.
I uploaded a TikTok. I don't know if you saw it. It was me trying to decide what pen I'm going to take into my exams. And it's honestly been a struggle because, like, I love, like, you know, that just the OG pen that everyone's got. Everyone's got that OG pen, right?
Are you talking about the blue one with, like, you know, the four multicolored?
No. I'm talking about, like, the black pen with all, like the six sides, and everyone's just got that. It's just the OG pen.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Because that's also a good pen. I like that pen. Like, it's good.
That is. It's a nice solid. It never seems to run out.
It's a solid pen. So it's like, you know, but then I don't want to bring in all my pens because then I'll just be in the exam just trying to work out what pen to use, you know?
Yep.
But I don't want to bring in a super smudgy one because then it will be annoying, even though it's nice to write with. But I also don't want to bring one that's uncomfortable. I also want to bring one that I'm able to savagely write, you know? Anyways.
Yes.
Let's just jump right into our recommendations, guys. Because we've got a few. Well, we've got five each. So, do you want to go first, Sarah?
Sure, I would love to. One, two, three of mine are actually series. So I'll get into those later. But I'll start off with probably... they're not really in any order, to be fair. Kind of just, you know, I like them all. First one for me is A Walk to Remember by Nicholas Sparks. Now, I love this movie. I love this movie very, very much. Saw it first at Eliza's birthday party, probably like four or five years ago.
Yeah, almost five.
Something
years.
Like that. Very
that was a
good
long
movie.
Time ago. It feels like not that
I
long
know.
Ago.
I was
can
like,
I borrow
what?
That book, by the way?
Yes, you can. But it turns out, you know, there was a book before it and it was made into a movie. It's also made by the same author that wrote this, wrote The Notebook. So I love
yeah,
this.
It's
I
Nicholas Sparks. He's very famous for his sad romances.
Sad
can
romances.
Can I share a controversial opinion?
Yes.
So The Notebook is Nicholas Sparks' most popular book and movie, hands down. One of his less popular, in my opinion, I dare say better, books, which I haven't read the book but I've watched the movie, is called The Best of Me. And I cry every time I watch it. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And I prefer way over The Notebook. I genuinely don't understand the hype over The Notebook because, like, I watch it and I'm like, yeah, okay, it's a good movie. But honestly, like, watch The Best of Me. Please, I beg of you, if you're listening to this, the next time you're sitting down thinking of watching a movie, please watch The Best of Me and watch the whole thing. The whole
A Walk
thing.
To Remember.
Or A Walk
the
to
Best
Remember.
The Best of Me and
watch
then
both.
A Walk to Remember.
Watch both.
Both amazing movies that probably outrate The Notebook. But I've read the book after I watched the movie and I kind of wish I'd done it the other way around because they're kind of like a different – there's a little bit like different kind of concept – it's like, you know, it's obviously based off the book. So they've got to have like, they take a lot of aspects out of it, but they change a little bit in the movie and stuff. But I still love the book, still love the movie, both.
Which
just
do you prefer?
Great. I think I prefer the movie just because I always prefer watching something over reading it. But I do still love the book. It is still great.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, one of my favorite books of all time. It's called The Perfect Marriage. I'm pretty sure I've talked about it on here before.
Oh, have I? I think you have.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
The Perfect Marriage by what's her name? She's got a cool name. I just remember that. I'll find it out. But The Perfect Marriage, it's a brilliant novel. It's about a woman who is a defense attorney and her husband is convicted of murdering his mistress and she decides to defend him. So it's such brilliantly written. It's really, really good. It's one of my favorite books. Oh, it's by Geneva Rose. I love that name. So yeah. Really, really good. Recommend. Especially if you're trying to get like back into reading. I've been into reading lately because it's one of those books that you're hooked the whole time and you just really want to know what happens next. There's not really any like snooze times because you always need to know what's about to happen, you know?
Mate, that does. I do love a good book that you can't put down because it literally gets those points sometimes. What often happens to me, this is often how I end up reading books. I used to love reading books when I was younger, but now I've kind of, you know, gone a bit away from it and more towards like movies and TV shows. But what I will do occasionally, if there's nights where I can't sleep, where say I've been trying to sleep for over an hour, I will wake up and I'll pick a book to read just to kind of make myself feel tired without going on a screen.
Fair, fair.
And one of these is actually, now, this is the series I'm going into, but it's, don't judge it, okay?
Uh-oh.
It's a popular kid series. They've made a few movies out of it. Love the movies. Haven't seen them in years. But I will still go back to this book, even though it's usually made for like, what, like 11, 12-year-olds. Okay. And this is The Diary of a Wimpy Kid series by Jeff Kinney.
Sarah, that's not 11 and 12. That's 8 and 9.
Oh, well, okay, either way, I still,
no, it's
I
a good, still think, it's a good, you know, read. It's
decent,
an easy read.
They're decent-sized books. And it's that's the thing. Is like, it's a literal easy read because they've literally got pictures, like, every single page. But some of those, like, I used to, up until the last few years, like, I think I have, like, 11 of the books maybe. Like, we used to get the books every year. Josh and I would share and we'd read it, like, you know, a few times. And up until the last few years, like, we still kept getting the books. But yeah, I've kind of stopped off that for a while. But occasionally,
Sarah,
I will go.
How have you stopped? Why would you stop, Sarah?
I don't know why. I really want to watch the movies again because the movies, they were funny. They were
how
like
many
good,
are there?
Like, there are four. There are four. Three that are made with the same actors,
oh,
and then
okay.
There's a fourth one that they made like 5 or maybe like 6, 10 years later, with different cast and stuff. And I watched it. It was okay. It was funny, but like. It wasn't the same as the first ones. So
yeah,
my favourite movie out of all the first three, if anyone's wondering, is Roderick Rules, the second one. I find that funny.
Yeah.
The first one's like, it's okay.
Is that the cheese
one?
No, that's not. That's the third one, isn't it?
I think the first one, maybe the cheese. I think the cheese is the first one.
The one that I really like is the one where they go to that
country club?
Pool park thing and they lose the key.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that's the third.
Okay. My next book recommendation that I also have talked about on here, by the way, I haven't talked about all of these on here. This isn't really a novel. It's a book of a collection of poems. It's called Milk and Honey. It's not really a series, but there's other books that go with the collection, kind of. It's by, I don't know how to pronounce the name. So if you know, please let me know. It's like Rupi Kaur or something. It's the last name is Kaur. I just dropped all my notes. Hold on. So yeah, it's really good. It's really, really like emotional and there's a lot of depth to it. Like you can tell how long she spent writing them. I'm onto the second one right now, which is called what is it called? Flowers or something. And yeah, it's really good. So Milk and Honey is the first one. So if you just search it up, they've got it like QBD Books, Dimix and stuff like that. You know what I really can't wait for? I cannot wait for lockdown to end so I can
go to
op shop. Because I want to go to the op shop and get books because they're like $1
yes,
or $2 each and they're
so
much
cheaper.
And
that's where I got a walk to
remember
and I was bargain.
Bargain, bargain. Recently I watched The Hunger Games and it's
oh my god, why did I not include
favorite
those books?
my favorite, favorite series now, like movie-wise as well. But I need to read the books. Like, I need to. But since it's so popular, they're always, always, always at the op shop. But I just need to get there so I can buy them.
Actually, you know what I'm going to do? We're just going to pretend I didn't talk about Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Special consideration
to The Hunger Games, and I would like to do a shout-out to The Maze Runner as well. Hunger Games, Maze Runner, both of those series, especially The Hunger Games, though, the movies. Oh, what was your favourite movie? I know this is about book recommendations, but what's your favourite movie?
This is so controversial.
Oh.
What's your favourite? I need to know your answer.
Mine's the second one. Yours is going to be, it's the third or the fourth, isn't it?
It's the fourth one.
You know, I can,
but also
can
the first one. But also the like, I just love them all. Like, I love
the
them
first
all.
One sets it up, but it's
okay,
like,
who's
it's a
your
good setup
character?
Oh, I am. See, my favorite character would probably be,
and it can't be Katniss.
Yeah, not Katniss. It would probably be Haymitch. He's hilarious. But are you Team Peter or Gale? Is the question.
Wait! I want to talk about my favorite character, Sarah. And I was about to ask that as well.
Who's
my
your favorite,
favorite
character?
Is Finnick.
Oh, I was literally going to say Finnick. I was like, Haymitch and Finnick.
Yeah, they're so good. He's my favorite.
They are so funny. But are you Team Peter
scared.
Or Gale?
You're going to hurt. You're going to. I feel I haven't watched it enough times to decide fully, but like immediately I was Peter.
Yes! Okay, same here.
Because I feel like I do like Gale, though. It's not like I don't like him, but
yeah,
they went through so much together. So I don't know.
Yeah, literally.
Not
that
I'm saying that if you don't go through stuff with your partner, you can't.
With someone, like you can't. Yeah, exactly.
That's obviously not.
For the movie, I initially always was Team Peter until I watched them recently again. I was like, oh, like I do. I never understood why everyone liked Gale, and then I watched them again recently, being older. I was like, oh, like you know,
they're
being family.
They were
best
friends.
Why everyone was Team Gale, but like I was like, nah. Team Peter.
I feel like they just couldn't be more than best friends because they were just best friends.
Whereas Peter, I was like, come on, mate. Those movies, that is our special consideration. Thank you very much.
That is our absolute, that's our top.
Yeah, that's our top. That's like number one.
That's why we're not including it in the list.
Completely forgot about The Hunger Games. Yeah, exactly.
I was going to recommend them, but then I was like, I haven't even read the books, so I feel like I can't recommend it.
Yeah.
But also I can.
The books are very similar. I read the books, I think, to convince my mum to let me watch the movies. but I can't remember. I reread them like recently. They're good. I think they're very similar to the movies. Like the movies are a little bit different, but I love them both. What is your next series?
I think it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Well, my next favorite book. So I'm a person that I love my like biographies. I was gonna say biographies. Biographies. There we go. I love, you know, reading about people's lives and stuff. And so a few people, especially like sports people. So like a few people that I've like reread, like read and reread their biographies before, like Michael Phelps, Torbjörn Dean, the English skaters, Sally Pearson, the Australian runner, people like those. Michael Phelps is one that like, that's probably like one of my all time favorites. And also Bethany Hamilton, the US surfer that got her arm bitten off by a shark. So some of those, like, I love rereading them, even though I know what's happened.
Wait, don't tell me.
Yeah, Hawaii's in the US.
If you listen to last week's episode, guys, okay, I'm terrible at geography. Don't come at me. I'm sorry.
But this goes into my next one, which is probably my favorite biography, which is Ando's The Happiest Refugee.
Oh, yes.
It's like, it's such a good story. I've read this so many times. And I think because he's Aussie, or like, you know, he was born in Vietnam and then came out as a refugee to Australia. And it's him growing up in Australia, you know, as a Vietnamese kid with parents that got divorced throughout their childhood and, you know, all the troubles and stuff that he went through with not having the most money to becoming, you know, one of Australia's like best loved comedians. He has his own show now where he paints people. Like he's done a lot of stuff and he just seems like a very genuine guy. And just reading about his experiences. Also, I love biographies that have, you know, pictures in the middle of the book of like the author and like them growing up and stuff. And I'm like, I love that. So I love reading this, but it's just so funny. Some of the stuff he's gone through, meeting his wife, just all the stuff that's happened to him, as like there were some sad moments, but there were some really funny moments in there too. And that's one that I always love coming back to, because it's so genuine and in-depth and just shows all side of perspectives, not just like one side.
Yeah, literally. I love those pictures too, but I always find myself looking at them before I'm up to it, and then yep. It like gives stuff away, but I just can't help it.
Exactly.
Quickly, before I get into my next one, I'm going to read to you my top book list that I need to read. Ooh. I actually have two to-be-read book lists. One is like my like priorities, and one is like my other ones that I need to read too. Okay. What am I saying? So I have a feeling that once I've read some of these, they will become my new top books. So just an FYI. Okay, I'm going to quickly read it out. So there is The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, It Ends With Us, Where the Crawdads Sing,
yeah,
The Woman
that?
In the Window, The Silent Patient, The Guest List, The Wife Between Us, The Hating Game, November 9, Ugly Love, My Deal, and My Lovely Wife. Those are my top ones.
The Seven Wives of Evelyn Hugo, or Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Really,
I've heard about
that. Watching that, yeah.
That one sounds good.
Okay, my next one, just recently finished reading it a couple of weeks ago. It is called The Husband's Secret by Leanne Moriarty. Leanne Moriarty is an Australian writer. She's very good at writing mystery novels with big twists. And, yeah, they're really,
did
really good.
Did she do The Little Lies? Big Little Lies?
Yeah, Big Little Lies. She did do that.
Okay.
Anyways, so I really liked it. It was another one of those can't put down books. So go and pick it up at your nearest bookstore.
Love it. Okay, that does sound very enticing.
All right, your turn.
My next... Oh, this is my next series. I love like your murder mysteries, everything like that. Like I love
same.
My next two book series, my last two book series are both like murder mysteries. One of my favorites, all time, top favorites, Agatha Christie, who is like the pinnacle of like murder mysteries, everything. She is like, you know, your OG murder mystery writer. Have you never heard of her? I forgot the guy. The guy who wrote James Bond, maybe Arthur Fleming or something. Maybe it's not Arthur Fleming. Maybe he's got another. Hang on. I'm just going to remember who wrote James Bond. It wasn't her, but anyway, whoever did that, there was another guy. There's a guy that I'm forgetting. Ian Fleming. That's where I was going. Ian Fleming. Arthur Conan Doyle. He was the one who wrote Sherlock and Holmes. That's what I was thinking of. So Arthur Conan Doyle and Ian Fleming are like basically your very OG like crime writers, but she is like the next biggest person up there. So Agatha Christie, she has done it. She was probably like alive like 100 years ago, maybe like
Can
died
you hear that?
Maybe like 50 years ago. Yeah, I heard something in the background.
Can you hear crying?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got Charlie living with us. Tracy's, because she was in hospital, so just a second.
That makes sense.
Also, you need to move closer to your microphone.
Apologies. I'm just going to quickly look up when Agatha Christie was alive, so I know. Okay. 3, 2, 1. So, Agatha Christie, she was born in 1890 and died in 1976, so, you know, like a little while ago, but she was a crime writer. Who's got all these awards. She wrote 66 detective novels and 14 short story collections.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, what books did she write?
Them, so she wrote, have you ever heard of Hercule Poirot?
No.
Or Miss Marple?
No.
What?
I'm so sorry,
okay, you
Sarah.
Know what?
I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'm just going to steam past that. Just forget I heard that. But Hercule Poirot
forgive
and
Miss Marple,
forgive
and if forget.
You're into, like, crime kind of novels, like, this is your basic. Have you heard of The Murder on the Orient Express?
No.
Okay. they made that into a feature film. They've been making films on her stuff for ages.
What's it called? The Murder on what?
The Murder on the Orient Express. There's a film that they made, like, 3 years ago, maybe. It has a ton of, like, good actors.
The Murder on...
I would really recommend it.
Wait, it's a series, not a...
Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, no, it's a movie. Okay, found it.
Yeah,
okay,
there's a
cool
movie. Look for the movie that they made recently. I would recommend watching that. And they're also going to make a sequel to it. Apparently it's in the works, called Death on the Nile. This is also based off a book. So all the movies and stuff people are making nowadays on it are based on her books.
Okay.
But they did a Pyro series, which I absolutely love, starring David Suchet. Even though it was probably 40 years ago or something.
Suchet.
Yeah, that's his name. Suchet. S-U-C-H-E-T. Anyway, but they made like a long-standing series with him. I love that. But I love reading either her novels, but also what I like doing is they have graphic novels of it. And so of some of her most famous stories, because sometimes I can't be bothered reading like a 300-page crime story. And so instead it's like a 60-page graphic novel, and it's actually really good. Like, I never really got into anime or cartoons or stuff, but I would really recommend. It's by Harper Books. Just if you search up like Agatha Christie graphic novels, it comes up with all these different, it's probably like 20, 30 in the series maybe or something.
Cool.
And I own like maybe 10 of them. But they're a really good way to get into it without having to like, you know, read a long story. But yeah, they've also done, they've done movies on it. They've done TV shows. Like, there's the Miss Marvel TV show. There's been the Pyro TV show. Like, so much stuff has been done off her stories that she's made. But that is one of my favorites to read.
Cool. Okay, my next one. I actually haven't read for a couple of years, and I actually feel like it's probably on the outs of being my favorite book still, only because I feel like I'm getting to the stage where it's not, the target audience of the book is not me anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's still one of my favorite books. It's called Extraordinary Means by Robin Schneider. So if you're our age, even older, like, I'm not really sure what I'm saying, because I would still read it even 10 years down the track. It's like your classic love story, but they're sick. They've got a made up version. They've got a made up strain of tuberculosis that's killing them. And they live in like this school thing. So it's really good. I would recommend reading it. I don't know what I was saying before. Ignore me. Yeah, it's good. Ooh, what's your last one, Sarah?
I love that. Well, my last one, kept this to last because it probably won't be a surprise considering this is my favorite TV show. Recently, the person who like produced Death in Paradise, which is my favorite TV show, if you listen to last week's episode, or practically any episode I ever talk about it,
literally,
he wrote, like, the writer of that, he wrote 4 books. So he wrote one, I think it was like 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, and he didn't do the books off the episodes they made. He made up new crimes. That's that happen. Cool. And I was like, oh, this is even, like, I want them to turn these 4 into like TV episodes now.
Yeah.
But they're really good because it got me into reading, because I was like, oh, like, I want to read this because, you know, they haven't done an episode on this. This is a new mystery. And pretty much with every single one, just like, because sometimes with the TV shows at the start, like, I never used to be able to guess the murderer at the start of the episode. Whereas recently, like, with the, they're up to a 10th series, which is good, but it's almost like things are starting to get slightly repetitive with like the way they do things. And it's almost
with crime shows.
Yeah, like, we can guess what's going to kind of happen, or who's going to, you know, how they're going to do it, or, you know, oh, this person couldn't have done it, like, they have an alibi. Well, the murder was done in a different time.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is kind of, but it's not the same with these books. These books, I think I got like all the way up to that's another thing, is I used to be the person that would look at the last page. If it was like a detective thing, I would look at the last page. And so the amount of restraint I had to have to hold myself back from looking at the last page to see who the killer was incredible. Like, there was a lot of restraint there. Proud of myself. Thank you. I'm very proud of it. But the good thing is it features the same detective and the same cast as the original series. Which I love. They were like my favorite. I still love the newer cast and stuff, but, like, you know, he doesn't create new characters. Like, it's the same setting. It's the exact same, just in book version. And they're 300 pages long, roughly. And I absolutely love them. And I did not guess the murderer or like how they did it of each of these until I got to the end. Like, all of them were a shock for me. And I was like, this is so good. So that is why these are definitely my top series.
Great. That's
would highly recommend.
I'm gonna have to look into it.
I think that'd be called, like, the, if you looked up Death in Paradise novels, because they've all got like a different name. There's like Death Knocks Twice, A Meditation on Murder, Murder in the Caribbean, and The Killing of Polly Carter, and they're all about different scenarios, but they're all really good. So would highly recommend.
That's so good. My last one is actually a book that I'm currently reading. So I can't like fully tell you that it's good. Like it's 100% good. I'm really, really enjoying it. It's called The Silent Patient. I did read it out on my list. It's about a psychotherapist who goes to a new like institution because he wants to treat a patient who murdered her husband years ago and hasn't spoken a word since, and it's been like 20 years. So she's like not in jail because she hasn't spoken, so she's in like this psychological institution, but he wants to be the one to make her speak or to find out why she did it, because no one knows why, or like, you know, or even if maybe she was set up or something. I mean, the way that they set out the crime scene at the start of the book is like it looks like there's no way out that she's gonna have, but books always find a way to get through that. So yeah, anyways, thank you for listening to this episode where we talk about our book recommendations. It's been a blast.
Love it. Also, we'll chuck a box up on our Instagram. Let us know, like, you know, if you've read any of these series. Also, let me know if you've heard of Agatha Christie, please, because, you know, I'd love some confirmation here.
Everyone's gonna be
Let us know. Let us know, you know, if you agree with any of these books or what your favorite books are. And also, don't forget to chuck us an email if you've got any advice or anything at itsthecandompodcast@gmail.com.
Good job.
Took me a second there. We got there. And our Instagram is also itsthecandompodcast. So chuck us, search us up, chuck us a follow. And yeah.
Also, don't forget that if you need advice, we always obviously keep it 100% anonymous. And yes, if you want, please can you go onto Apple Podcasts and give us a review, because it really helps to boost us up. And yeah, we hope you've enjoyed.
Woo. And as always, stay candid.